Mara's kasha was a taita that was shechted by 80 chalos. Chizkiya said 40 become kaddish. The question was, everybody agrees when he said 40 from 80, it's kaddish. But if he says 80, does he mean? Again, I'm sorry, I apologize. The Gemara says, Chizkiya says, if you check the tithe on 80 chalos, 40 are kaddish. Even though if you do it consecutively, it doesn't work. So the Gemara's answer was that over there is, if he would have said 40 from 80, it would have worked. When he says, when he checked stam, does he mean 40 from 80? Or does he mean all 80? That's exactly what the Machlokes is. So therefore, Okay, the Gemara's kasha is, should I read it again inside? I might as well read it again inside, I'm sorry. We're going to start again from Bahari Taiza, third wide line. I know we did it yesterday, but we'll do it again. Frank Gemara Bahari Taiza, the less of Batos. The answer we gave by Maisa Behema doesn't apply, because it doesn't apply, there's no mistake in making Taiza Chalos Kaddish. So the answer we gave by Maisa Behema does not apply. And the less of Nami Bezachazah. And you cannot consecutively donate 80 chalas for taida. Taida comes with 40 chalas. That's what the Torah said. You bring four different types of breads, 10 per each type, 40, no more. Be'itmar we learned. Yet it says, taida shenishchata shmeinim chalas. What if you put to the side 80 chalas and you shechted your carbon taida, which consecutively would not be able to work because you can only make 40 chalas for taida. 80 is too many. So therefore, if you did 40 and then added 40, it wouldn't work. Even though you did all 80 together, 40 of the 80 become kaddish. That means it did work. Even though you can't do it consecutively, you can do it simultaneously. And goes against Rabba's rule, that whatever you can't do consecutively, you can't do simultaneously. So the kashi is Chizkiya. Okay? So he did the Rashi yesterday, so I am not going to do the Rashi again. And for the Gemara, no kasha. We learned on that, we explained the Machloikas, Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Everybody agrees, if he shechted the taida, there's 80 chalas there, but he said, I only want 40 to become kaddish. That's all he wants to do. So that's possible. We won't know which 40, but he didn't try to do more than he could do. He only did 40. So that could work. He didn't say, I want to do it 80. That can't work because you can't do it consecutively. You can't do it simultaneously. Here, you want to do 40 out of the 80. You don't have to have the 40 designated. 40 out of these 80 will be chalas taida. Now, what you do with it, we'll see. But that's what Rav Shulman Levi explained. And if he said, if he says it doesn't work unless it's all 80, like kachi, you can't make 80. And even if you try to do them together, nothing works. If nothing becomes Kaddish. Rabba's rule. You can't do it consecutively. You can't do it simultaneously. He had 80 on the side. He didn't say he wants 40 out of 80. And he didn't say he wants all 80. What did he mean? One said he meant 40. And he only had the other ones there in case 40 would get ruined. He has another 40 backup. But he only meant 40. So at the time when he put the 80 to the side, he didn't mean to make all 80 kaddish. He wanted to make 40 of them kaddish. He set it aside that in case some become tummy before he shechts it. So we'll have others left. But he never separated the 80 away from each other. He left it there. So therefore, he only wanted to make 40 kaddish. That's why Chizkiya says it works. And Rabbi Yechanan says that's not what he did. He meant all 80, and that can't work. So the Mela has nothing, they're not a kash on Rabba. Nobody is saying you can make 80 kaddish. And if you try for 80, nobody says anything works.
What do you do in the case of 40 where you didn't specify? Or you
Rashi will tell us. Rashi will tell us. We haven't seen Rashi yet. Let's do Rashi. Look Rashi. Ashmeinim Chalas. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th line in the wide lines. Ashmeinim Chalas. Hevi Etzel Azar Ashmeinim. He brought along 80. Katsu Abba Mataych Shrainim, the Yaitse de Tadasai, Vasim Afar Sheikhi Mesachlin. Rashi doesn't explain it to us. He says, take a look at Mesachtas Menachas. It says what to do. What you do over there is, you have to give, you have to, if I remember correctly, I didn't look it up, you have to sell to the Kayan, you have to give the Kayan one out of every 10, right? Out of the 40 that became Kaddish. You don't know which 40 became Kaddish. 40 out of these 80 became Kaddish. So you have to give the Kayan, I believe, 44 Chalas. Because you have to give him one out of every 10.
One out of every
4 Chalas. What?
One out of every 10 is only 4 Chalas.
Right. But since over here you don't know which 10.
So 8.
No, I'm not sure. I have to look it up. I can look it up now, but let me first finish the Rashi. Like Rashi. Archcore probably says what you do.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
He says 11.
What? He said 11. 44, what's that? You have to give him 44. Because you can't eat the challah that is Nachmei Taita unless you gave to the Kayan. And you don't have which 10. If I give the Kayan 4, I might not be giving it out of the 40 that became Kaddish.
If you give 8.
Again. Let me try to explain it. If I give the Kayan 8, 40 became Kaddish, I don't know which ones. Maybe these 8 are from the other ones. Maybe these 8 came from the ones that didn't become Kaddish. I have to give him 4 out of the 40 that became Kaddish. I don't know which 40 became Kaddish. I have to give him 44. That way, I got, for sure, gave him 4 out of the ones that became Kaddish. If I give him any less, I might not be giving him 1 out of every 10 that became Kaddish.
Then your
carbon toner
no longer has 40.
That's 36.
Wait a minute, it has 40.
It's 36.
Well, anytime you give the Kayan 4, you're left with 36.
Always the carbon toner 4.
The Kayan gets 4 out of the 40. And you're left with 36. The problem here is you have to give him 44 to get the 4. Like Kachika Sangadai took the Rabba Pligi. We thought that they're arguing the Rabba. That's what Gamma Kol Shayna Basakas and Basakas. We thought the argument was whether we agree to Rabbah or not. Maxilla Medchiskia, Shay Rabbah Shorab Yechlin. Rashi's coming to answer a question. How can you ask a question from Chiskia? Maybe we pass it like Rabbi Yechlin. Maybe we go on Rabbi Yechlin's opinion that said Loikachi. Dr. Rashi, Chiskia was Rabbi Yechlin's friend. Now, you can't just ignore him. He's got to be dealt with. Because I mean, I'm Arabic, like it says in Arabic. The case over there, a sandal that one of the straps broke. It's got to be Tumatar. Hechad Amar, Klaimer. Hechad Le Discovers Yigdashul Abom. Besashar Hevi Lachrayas. If he meant 40, and the other ones were there, backup. Shim Yoivdu Ayitmu. If it would get lost or tummy before he shechts. Elu Yu Elu Ta Elu. Yu Elu Taktayim. The guy bought 80, not because he wanted 80. He figured, if I bring 40, what happens if I get to that Zara and one becomes Tameh, one gets lost? I'll have to go back to the baker and get more. Take me time and effort. This way, I'll have 80. In case something happens to 40, I'll have the other 40 left. But he never separated the 80 from each other.
I made him
finish the Rashi. Lo yigdishu klemen lo yigdishu yigdishu abom mitoich shmeinim. He didn't want 40 to become Kaddish unless all 80 is. Shabbat Knu, we asked him. The Amar, and he says, L'kulam nitzchadanti, I wanted all 80. Right, Kitchu. Kiddi Rabba, the Chosh Eidim and Tengah Zayinim and Basachas, like Rabbi told us. It doesn't work consecutively, it doesn't work simultaneously. B'stamma, Shashachat Stam V'holach Lai. Shechted at Stam, and he left. L'achrayas Mechavim, L'hoi B'lib Lai Ela Abom. He meant 40. He said stam. He said, I didn't think anything. I don't know. The answer is, we say, one says he means 40 out of 80, and one says stam means all 80. That's the machlokes. And Dr. Schwab has had his hand up for 3 or 5 minutes. Yes?
Just a general rule. We do see people argue on the Rebbeim.
There's nothing wrong. Your Rabbi Yochanan had every right in the world to argue on Chizkiya.
Right.
Rashi wants to know, why couldn't the Gemara answer? The Rabbah holds on Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, he's not swear. As Rashi says, the Gemara didn't want to say that, because Chizkiya is Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. We would like Rabbah to be able to go like Chizkiya also.
It's not a difference between, as we talked about once with Rabbi Yochanan and
Tzitzit. No. This is saying that we would like Rabbah to be able to go like Chizkiya, because he wasn't like an afterthought. He was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
So, what he's over there by Meiser, we say that he meant half of all the Meiser, he meant halves for the 20%, he then in each one half, right? He didn't stay it, that's what he meant. We want it to work. Remember that he's concerned.
Yeah, how's that?
Oh, you know what? I don't want to say the shame of Omro. So I'm going to say the shame of meaning what I'm trying to say is that he didn't say that I wanted a half of all the... He says, I want it to work. We're going to say he wants it to work, right? He wants each one of the mice has to be only half. So what I'm saying here also, why wouldn't we say, you know what, he wants this to work.
The way to get it right. The way to do it.
Meaning not that he had a kavana, but
right.
we make this kavana.
I want to think about it. It's a good question. I want to think about it. I can't give you an answer offhand. I have a thing, but I'd like to think it through, and I don't have the time now to think it through, so... That's not the answer. The answer has to be, because over there, it's possible to work even if he said all of it, because he can go in half. I don't want to say it. I'll look it up.
Wait. Also, after you get the 40, just in general, I forgot... This is off of the Kohanim, right?
No, 4 out of the 10 go to the Kohanim. 4 out of 40. 4 out of the 40 go to the Kohanim.
They have to finish it by that night?
Yes, it has Kedushas Lachmetaita, correct. That's Kedusha. It's considered like a carbon. Like the part of the carbon that's eaten. Correct. Can't go out of Yerushalayim. Has to be eaten in Yerushalayim.
But it could be your friends,
Kohan, Walpin. I would say it every morning in Davening.
Did it say
Kohanim? What? Kohanim. The Kohanim themselves, their wives, their Evan, their children. They're friends of Kohanim. I mean, I don't know what kind of friends they have. They're usually stuck together because of Tumah Tahorah. So the Kohanim stayed away, usually stuck around each other, who were very makbul and Tumah Tahorah. So their friends were usually Kohanim, but no Raya. That's the Gemara Baita. Okay, now the Gemara has a big problem. We have a halacha that we haven't learned yet, which will come up the next sugya, and that is, a guy walks over to two sisters, says, I'd like to marry one of you. And they both make a shliach. And he says to the shliach, I want to marry one of the two. Did not designate. Rachel and Leah, two sisters. He walked over and said, I'd like to marry one of the two. Do they need a get? He didn't try to marry both. That would be Rabbah's halacha. He tried to marry one of the two. That's possible. You can marry one sister out of two. But it's a kind of kedushin that can never get consummated.
They each had a shliach?
They both appointed the same shliach. Rachel and Leah both wanted to marry this man. This man walked over to the shliach and said, I'm being mekadesh, one of the two. Didn't say which one. The guy was a shliach for both. Do they need a get? Now, he can't marry either of the two, because he doesn't know which one he married. He might have married Rachel, and then Leah is his wife's sister. He might have married Leah, and then Rachel is his wife's sister. This is a kedushin that can never be consummated. Does he need a get or not? This is going to be the next sugya. It's called kedushin she'ei mesurin labiyah, a kedushin that can never There's nothing wrong with the act of Kedushin. The Kedushin is wonderful. It can never be consummated because the way he set it up. He doesn't know who he's married to. So therefore, he can't live with either of the two. Because even if he divorces one, it's his wife's sister. Rava said, a Kedushin Shem Mesurim Levi, and this is all going to have Sukkim, is not a Kedushin. Neither of the two is married. No get is necessary to Machloikas. Abaya says, they both need a get. Now, going to Rava, going back to our Mishnah, right, which was what we were talking about, the problem was, the Mishnah said, HaMekalish Isha B'Toa Isha V'Achayitz Ka'akas Einem B'Kudoshes, right? And the question was, why? So Rami Bachama said, because the Torah said, you can't marry one of them when they become tzaris to each other, if you remember the Gemara brought a pasuk. The Gemara said, it says, V'nichusu ha'nefashos ha'oisos, right? It says that the Kedushin did work. And you're saying that the pasuk is saying that when you marry one of two sisters, when you try to marry both of them together, it doesn't work because of a pasuk. The pasuk said the Kedushin worked. So Rav answered that the Mishnah is talking about you tried to do it together based on Rava. You can't do it together what you couldn't do consecutively. Rava didn't need that answer. Rava could have said, if you try to marry one of two sisters, it doesn't work because you can't consummate it. Rava didn't need to answer you try to marry both. Rava answered that the Mishnah is talking about you tried to do both, and since you can't do it consecutively, you can't do it simultaneously. Rava's rule. Anything you can't do consecutively, you can't do simultaneously. Rava didn't need that answer. Rava could have said, I tried to marry one of the two, and it doesn't work because this marriage can never be consummated. Because Rava holds, any Kedushin that can't be consummated is not a Kedushin. And if he goes, I want to marry one of the two, it neither is how. Why did Rava have to answer that the Mishnah means you tried both?
If you said that, you would have said, well, why didn't you
use the other one? Because, no, that's the simple shot in the Mishnah, is you tried one, not you tried both. Why say that the Mishnah means you tried both? Rather, it's a much simpler answer. You tried one, and it doesn't work because it can't be consummated. Because it's Kedushin, Shem, Esur, and Levi. You didn't say which one. Zakti Gemara. Why did Rava have to answer like Rava that you can't do simultaneous what you can't do consecutive? Forget Rava's rule. Let's say you could do it simultaneous, but it doesn't work anyway because it can't be consummated. We're going to save this whole sugya. It has nothing to do with simultaneous, consecutive. You can't consummate when you marry a mother and a daughter. You'll never be able to consummate this marriage. You don't have to get involved in consecutive and simultaneous. Just say it can't lead to bia, therefore it's not a Kedushin. You don't need Rabba's rule. It can't work because you can't lead this bia, can never lead to a marriage. Let's say a guy wanted to marry both together, and let's say Rabba's rule wouldn't apply. What would happen? Let's say a guy went over to two sisters and said, I'm marrying both of you. The Basachas. And we didn't hold like Rabba. What would happen? One would be Mukadashas and not the other. We wouldn't know which one. According to Rabba, that can't work. Because the Kedushin Shem Esurim Levi'ah doesn't work. Without Rabba's rule, it doesn't work. It can't be consummated. And for the Gemara, you're right. The door of the Rabbi Bachama Kamar. He himself did not need the answer of Rabba. He himself could have said, even if it works, but you don't know which one to work to. And therefore, since you don't know which one to work to, it's a Kedushin Shem Esurim Levi'ah. You can never consummate it. But he's saying, Rami Bachama doesn't agree with me in that. So therefore, I answered Rabba. Rashi. Rami Bachama did not necessarily agree to Rabba and Kedushin Shem Esurim Levi'ah. He doesn't talk about it. So Rabba was trying to cover Rami Bachama. That even if he disagrees with me,
I disagree. Maybe it would hold what?
That you could no, you can't. But it works as Kedushin anyway. We can have a machlokes in a minute. Abai is going to say, if you walk over to two sisters and say one of you are married to me, they both need a get. Rabbi would say they don't need a get. How about if you walk over to two sisters and say, you both are married to me? So Rabbi would say, of course you don't need a get. You can't even marry one of them. For sure you can't marry both of them. Rabbi would say, based on Rabbi, you can't do it. But without Rabbi, you would be able to do it. Wouldn't need get. Nobody's saying that this is a marriage that happy ever after. Rashi.
Rabbi, can you just remind me of the mechanics of how this would happen? Do neither of the sisters have to indicate any acceptance?
They both indicated acceptance.
So they both did simultaneously, or it doesn't matter?
They both made a same shliach. They both appointed Mr. So-and-so to accept it for them.
Who did it first?
It doesn't make a difference. He works for both of them. And the husband comes and says, I am marrying one of you two. It didn't say which one.
So this was pre.
Question is, are they suffering Kadeshes? Sorry.
So they sent the shliach in order to accept it.
Correct. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Rabbi Lamele Lishnui Lo Time in the Masnisin Tanayim Kadeshes Kedurabba. Why didn't he have to say like Rabbi? Typically, that people like Kiddush Alakas, ma'am. Even if he said one, or Shloi Pirish Ezi, he didn't say which one. Isle L'Rabba the animal Kadeshes. The Kedushin Shem Mesurim L'Biyein. This is Kedushin that can never be consummated. Shem Yidua is the Merachah Zisha. We don't know which one is the wife of the sister of his wife. V'shmina L'Ela, but I'm going to come on Kedushin Hezru and in Kedushin. Rabbi says it doesn't work. The Dvar of the Rami Bachama Kamar. Lidi Dach, the Opus L'Mikra. You learned the Pasik. Of Isha Lachaisa Lisikach Litzrar, you brought a pasik. Letukma Lekrabba Bas Achas. Don't say trying to do both at the same time. The Kashin Venikrasu, the pasik said you get Karas, that means it did work. And look what Achas that. The pasik is talking about you did one, and then you did the other. On the typical level, Bas Achas, the Masnissim, Minayabe, Mishum the Rabba. And the reason of the Mishnah is because the Rabbi, you don't necessarily agree with me that Kedusha Shem Mesurim Labia doesn't work. So I gave a different answer. But I myself don't need Rabba. Even if you tried one of the two, it wouldn't work. For sure, if you tried both of them, we'll continue Mishnah tomorrow. But it's